You're listening to the Clean Comedy Podcast with James Creviston and Luke LaCoy.
Hey, everybody. Welcome to the Clean Comedy Podcast. James, it's just me today. I'm about to go out of town to go to on a family trip and stuff, but I want to do an episode because I keep an eye on Reddit. I look at things, I kind of watch whatever. And the question I keep seeing come up over and over and over again in a lot of the stand-up subreddits is about joke writing, right? It's like, do I need to write a joke before I go on stage? Or can I just get up there and talk? And I'm always surprised that anyone who is starting stand-up, I guess it's a double-edged sword. I'm surprised and not surprised at the same time, right? Where it's like, a lot of times we think that comedians go on stage and just talk, right? They just talk, they just say funny things and everyone laughs, blah, blah, blah. Now, there are comedians that work out bits like that. There is a Chappelle video that was going around the internet for a while where it was him working a joke out, and it started like on a Monday and he worked all the way out to Sunday, and it was just like a whole different joke. But he did the same bit over and over and over, you know, 5-6 days in a row, and then worked it out. But he came up there with a premise and idea and he started working through it. Now, that could work for Chappelle, right? That could work for a lot of people. But then I also know the very popular video that's gone around about Jerry Seinfeld talking about how he breaks down a joke, how he writes a joke. And it's very much more scientific. Now, is it wrong to go on stage with no jokes? If it's an open mic, no. Go ahead. Do your thing. Try to, you know, work through something. Maybe you have an idea in your mind. You just haven't talked it out. That's your place to talk it out. You have your 5 minutes, 3 minutes, 7 minutes, whatever it is on stage. Talk it out. Work it out. Will it annoy other comedians? Sometimes, but who cares, right? That's your time on stage. You get to go do your thing. If it's a show, you should have worked out jokes. This means you should have bits worked out. Whether you wrote them down or not, I know some comedians that don't write them down, that just record them and keep them, and then they just listen to them so that they can do it on stage. I'm going to have one of those people on in the next week or two talking about it, because he's one of the funniest people that I've ever seen. I got lucky enough to work with him on a project, and we're going to be paired up on some other stuff too, and he's just a genius comedian. But as him and I were talking, he was like, oh, no, I don't write jokes. I just, you know, I do it on stage and then I record it. And then whenever I want to do that bit again, I just listen to it so that I know how it goes. And then I do it again. He's like, but I've also lost jokes because I haven't recorded it. And I, you know, whatever. I was like, man, that would kill me. Right. That would break my heart. That would disappear. I couldn't do that. I sit down and write out a joke. Now, in my phone or whenever, when I'm working something, I might just have a premise like, you know, my dog ate my homework, and now I want to figure out how to make that work into a joke. Like, where's the joke there? Where I said something funny, but it was just the punchline portion of it, just a one-liner. And now I'm like, how do I get a joke to get to that punchline, right? I might work backwards. But a lot of times, new comedians, don't realize joke structure. Now, even if you're going to go on stage and just talk, you need to know what the setup line is and you need to know what the punchline is. I do consultations with comedians. I just did a consultation this last week, and the person was very naturally funny, but they didn't know how to get the setup for the punchline, or they didn't realize that a punchline was a punchline when they said it, right? Things I laughed at, they're like, I'm just being honest. I'm like, yes, that's the great part about it, is the beginning of what you said was honest, the truth. The setup that was there, and then you said something funny, and that was your punchline. Like, well, how do I get there? And so we worked through a couple of things like that and worked on it. And I just let them randomly talk, because I would ask them questions like, what about this? What about this? What about this? And when they talked and I would laugh, I was like, look, there's a joke right there. There's the beginning of a joke. It may be only three lines now, but you could build that out, right? Here's this piece. You said this thing that was funny. Here's the punchline of that. Here's whatever the tagger is, you know. And there was a lot of funny pieces in there that I enjoyed, and they didn't realize, they hadn't put it together yet. They hadn't put together setup, punchline, tag, you know, or, you know, some people call them toppers. I guess that's like an East Coast thing, I think, but like setup, punchline, tag. And that's one of the things is comedians, whether you are going to sit down and write jokes, you don't have to, right? Whether you're going to sit down and write jokes or you're going to get on stage, you need to know the formula of stand-up. It's like, you don't need to know the formula of water, but you need to understand how to drink it, right? Yeah, like there's a meme of like someone drinking water like this, right? Like on the internet. If you're listening, it's me holding a glass, the bottom of the glass to my mouth, as opposed to pouring it in my mouth, right? And there's a meme like that. It's like, how did, you know, you have to understand how the process of getting water into your body before you could ever drink water, right? It's, you know, we teach kids that right away. We teach people how to eat or whatever. It's some things you don't need to know, right? How to breathe. We all know how to breathe. But when you go to stand up, there's two parts, right? There's the art and there's the craft, right? We always talk about that. And I love that because it's the art part is your own version of whatever it is. You talking about airplane food or dogs or family or kids or money or marriage or dating, whatever it is. That's your point of view. That's the art portion. The craft portion is your setup, punchline, tag. How does the joke flow? How do you get to the laughter? Because if you don't have that worked out, it's just rambling, right? It's just going there on stage and rambling. And there are some people that I know that I've seen, not that I know, but that I've seen do stuff. It's just rambling and there's no laughter. It's just uncomfortable, whatever. And that's okay at open mic, right? That's allowed to be a thing. And also, if you do that, if you ramble and you don't get laughter at it, don't get mad at the audience. Don't get mad at the other open micers. They're listening. You just haven't said anything yet to trigger them. And that's okay, right? You haven't triggered their laughter response and you can't get mad about that. That's why I am a huge proponent. This is me. I am a huge proponent for writing jokes, right? I'm a joke writer. I write jokes. I learned how to do. I was taught by some of the best joke writers. I've studied with other joke writers even after I've learned to write a joke because I want to get better and better. So, you know, Gene Perrett took me under his wing, taught me how to write. He wrote for Bob Hope for decades, right? Jerry Corley took me under his wing, taught me how to write jokes better. After I'd already learned how to write jokes, I learned how to write jokes. I went and learned with other comedians. I worked with other comedians. I worked with a headlining comedian who taught me their way of writing jokes. And so everyone along the way, I've taken a little bit. I read Jerry Seinfeld's book. I've watched that video a million times. I understand the process of writing jokes. And that's why I am such a proponent of joke writing. Does that mean every comedian has to be a joke writer? Not at all. That does not mean, hey, you either write jokes or you never do stand up. That's ridiculous. There's not only one way, right? There's a craft here, right? You have to understand how the joke works, but the art of it is all up to you. So on those Reddit subreddits, all I want to say to those people is learn how to write a joke, but also do whatever is easiest to your brain to process it, to create a joke. Understand how jokes work and how you're supposed to get more laughs, because when you're starting, you may not understand what I said. But you understand what I said made someone laugh. How does that work, right? How did I get there? What were the pieces of that puzzle that when I put it together and said it, blah, came out of my mouth, it made people laugh. If you don't know how to put that together, you can't reconstruct it over and over again, right? It's like a blueprint. You have to have a blueprint for a building. Now, when you start building the building, there may be other factors that make you change where a bathroom goes or where a conference room goes or, you know, whatever, how many floors you end up building, right? Those are all things, but you have to have the frame, the structure, the backbone to be able to build the joke to understand how to keep repeating that process, right? And that's what a lot of comedians struggle with, unfortunately, which is sad because I'm going to say this to you guys right now. Comedians are some of the smartest people I've ever met, right? We're all a little off our rocker. That's okay. But they're usually very smart people who are very intelligent and see the world through a different prism. But maybe they haven't figured out how to harness that power to make more and more jokes. Because I know some very funny people that are comedians that can't put a joke together to save their lives. They can say funny stuff. They're very funny and they can have funny conversations. But when it comes to stage, they just don't. You just can't do it, right? You know, like, they get on stage and yeah, they get laughs here and there. But they could be so much stronger if they understood how to format a joke, put it together, and make joke after joke after joke. Like, they would be murderers, as Joe Rogan calls them. They would be murderers on stage. And that's what we all really want as comedians, is to be funnier and funnier and funnier. So find your format. If that means talking it out, if that means going on an open mic and rambling, if that means going to your therapist and rambling, if that just means recording yourself talking, do it. Then take it and go put it in a Word document, right? There's a lot of things that translate audio to words. You can take that, go upload it, and then work through it. Figure out your setups, your punchlines, your tags. I've talked about this several times. I think there's even a blog post on comedypreneur.com about how to format your stuff. You know, Arial 14 font. You do S for setup, you know, P for punchline, T for tag in front of the words, and then you form them out, and then you turn them into jokes, and you should be looking for, you know, the least amount of setup lines to get to a punchline, and then as many tags as you possibly can add to that, because you want to get more and more laughs. And is this always 100% possible? No, it's not, right? I have one joke, as I was just pointing out to my team class, I have one joke that has like 13 lines of setup, and then I get to setting up again. I get to the joke portion where I get punchline, 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 right? Those things work. And then a big laugh and all the stuff like that. And it ends that well, but that joke needs so much setup to get there that in the beginning I set up punchline. Then I have to go big setup, then set up punchline, or set up punchline, tag, right? Whatever it is. And I do that, but there's a long chunk of that joke that is set up, and without it, I've tried that joke without the long setup, it doesn't do well because people don't understand what I'm talking about. So I have to do the long setup to give them the information to get there, to say, this is X. I'm showing you what it is. Now I'm showing you what I think it should be or what it is. And it's a joke about a Navy commercial that was popular when I joined the Navy. And if I don't do the setup for that joke, it falls apart and that joke dies. It sucks because I wish I didn't have to do that much setup, but in order for people to grasp the concept that I'm throwing at them, I have to do that, the real commercial, before I can do my version of the commercial. And it's funny and it always gets laughs because the context is there. So I'm not saying there are hard and fast rules to stand up. I'm saying you should try to incorporate as many laughs into it, and you should figure out how to write a joke structurally so that you can take the ramblings and your thoughts and all that stuff that you're the word vomit and put it into something cohesive that will get you laugh after laugh after laugh. So I'm not poo-pooing on Reddit. I love Reddit. I am Garen, and I've had Garen Chu on the podcast. He gives some of the best advice on there. So if you're not on Reddit and you're looking for advice, go to the stand up subreddit. And then I think it's stand up and then stand up comedy are the two main subreddits for stand up. And go look at I am Garen's tips and his stuff, because we agree on a lot of stuff. I think there's only like one or two things we've ever disagreed on. And I think it was more of a misunderstanding of each other than actually a disagreement. But he has fantastic insights, and you have to keep in mind he comes from a market in Hong Kong that is a self-propelled market. It's not LA or New York where people expect it. It's Hong Kong, where they built an entire scene there. So he knows what he's talking about getting booked, about getting shows, about creating shows, about being, you know, popular in a market, and especially in a market like Hong Kong, where we don't know any. Do you know any comedians that have come out of Hong Kong? I couldn't name a comedian that came out of Hong Kong besides Garen, but that's only because I interacted with him, right? But we know plenty of like LA comedians and New York comedians, because those are scenes that are already built. This guy helped build the scene, build what the Hong Kong comedy scene is. It's amazing. So think about that. Go to those subreddits and listen and ask questions, but don't ask. Let's not all ask the same question again. Like, well, do I need to learn to write a joke? Yes, you should. You should learn to write a joke. Do you need to do it for an open mic? No, you do not. All right. Open mic is there for you to test your stuff. It's like going to the gym or working out. Should you know how to use the machines before you do it? Yes. Should you have an idea of what exercises? Sure. Are you going to get them perfect and know the right weight and everything the first time? No, right? But then as you learn, you're going to come up with a fitness plan that's going to get you in the shape that you want to get in. So that's what you do. So I hope that helps you guys. I hope it makes sense. I really want you to understand there's the art and the craft to comedy. And that's, for me, that's what I keep drilling to everybody, is art and craft. Learn the art of it. Learn how to, you know, have fun, show your POV, talk about the things you want to talk about. And then the craft of it is forming that into coherent jokes that are going to get consistent laughter. And when you put those together, you get arts and crafts stuff. You get art and craft, right? And the science and the fun part of comedy. thank you guys so much for listening. Please check this podcast out on YouTube. I know that the last one was not on YouTube. I do apologize for that. There was an issue with Zoom. It didn't record properly. I pulled the audio from it. So it was audio only. So there's not a physical video version, which sucks because I'm going to have to get Brian back on here again. That's the second time we've had Brian and the second time we've not had a video. I don't know if he's like doing something to my system, but whatever. But it's a great one because Brian talks about something different. He is a stand-up comedian, but he also did radio and he did sketches. So go do that. And here's the other thing about writing jokes real quick before I hop off here. If you learn to write a joke, you could write other things like sketches and TV pilots and feature films and books and marketing material and all kinds of stuff, because you need to understand that setup to get to the punchline, to get people to laugh, to get people to engage, right? That's how it works. So I hope that works for you guys. Please go like, subscribe. Please go leave reviews on Apple. 5 stars would be awesome. Please go subscribe on YouTube. We're trying to get more stuff there. We want to get to 1,000 by the end of the year. That's the whole goal. So please tell everyone about it. Please send them over there to subscribe. Let's get more people to do this. I'm trying to get more people back. I'm probably going to be, I know Danny's had a hard time being co-host. Luke has not come back yet. I may be looking for a co-host in the future, which would be awesome. And then we could do talk about stuff. So if you also are ever interested in being a co-host, you live in LA or New York would be great. Chicago would be fine too. Even Austin, Texas, because I know there's a big comedy scene there right now, or Denver, someplace like that, Seattle, wherever. I mean, somebody who wants to be on the podcast and doesn't mind being clean and stuff like that. I would love to have you guys, someone, girl, it doesn't matter, some person, come and be a podcast co-host. But just shoot me an email. My email is in all the stuff on just go to the queencomedypodcast.com or whatever, and there's a contact us and just send the information there and we'll get that stuff there. Thank you again so much for listening. Have a good one. Have a great week. We'll talk to you soon. I'll be back for vacation in a week or so. All right, talk to you later. Bye.